Welcome to the Rhonda Swan Show podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Well, this is going to be now the episode 2 of season 3, the Women Gone Wild series. And I'm so excited because last show I interviewed 4 of the women. Well, this show I also have 4 very unique and diverse women that have completely gone wild. And the book that's launching at the end of August is all about that. It is the Feminine Guide to Fearless Living. Women that have completely broken out of that cage that they were in and now are showcasing and sharing their voice, sharing their medicine, healing the world with their knowledge and their compassion. You know, you're going to hear a theme from me because the world has gone feminine. It's time to shift from that heavy weighted masculine energy that has been running this world for so long and to bring back that feminine power and that feminine energy. And this show is going to be so dynamic, and I want you to really feel in to this love and energy that's happening. So why don't we introduce our first author, Bella Marie Lane. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Yeah, it's so great to have you here. I'm real excited to learn from you of what you're going to be sharing in your chapter. But before I do that, I want to introduce you properly because you are an Australian-born heart wound healer now residing in Southern California. You are unique skills offer your clients support in the areas of emotional freedom, relationship healing, and conscious intimacy. People come to heal their wounds, both past and present, when they come to you, Bella. Your non-judgment of self and others for ultimate peace and pristine self-love is your philosophy. And over the past 2 decades, you have traveled the globe exploring your passion for spiritual and personal development. Bella, I absolutely love what you stand for, and I'm so excited to have you here. So why don't we just kick that off then and share with us, like, what is that deeper mission and why that you have for being here? Because I love what you stand for. So let us learn a little bit more intimate about really what your mission is.
Well, thank you again, Rhonda. I really appreciate it. And I agree with everything you said in the opening. It literally gave me chills because I feel and I know from all of the practices that I've done that it's time for us to embrace our feminine, because the world did, as you said, really get a little bit out of alignment. And I think I use the terms masculine and feminine not to be gender specific. You can use any sense of polarity, the yin and yang, alpha and omega. I just use feminine, masculine, because it actually simplifies the language. Mm-hmm. But it really is about getting into alignment with your own truth and your own purpose and clearing any blocks that are standing between you and what it is you really want to bring to the world.
Wow, it's so powerful, right? I mean, this is like, this conversation deserves to be ignited, right? Because I know there's so many women, Bella, that are listening and they're watching and they're going to start connecting going, wow, that's just like me. Like that's where I've been and who I am. And I see the world awakening, and the more awareness we can create, the more shift that we're going to have. And so why don't we then talk about what is it that you will be sharing inside of the Women Gone Wild book? Like, what is that chapter going to encompass that you're going to bring through this, this incredible book that's coming out?
Well, my heart love is intimate relating. And so that really is a tantric experience. It's about learning to embrace the masculine and feminine polarities to take yourself to states of higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. And then broken down, that's kind of my overarching, but broken down, what I've learned and discovered is that knowledge plus experience gives you wisdom. And so once we know what's standing between us and the flow of love that we want to have with our family, with our beloved, with the universe as a whole, we can actually identify those things. We can help to dissolve them so that you can then cultivate the freedom that you deserve to really show up as your authentic self, so that you can be on purpose and fully embracing direction and getting things done, and at the same time know that you have a completely open field to embrace your feminine, which is really about love, light, and change and flow. And the two energies are equally important, but in the romantic realm they come together to create states of higher consciousness once we start to dissolve and remove blocks. So I help people with their emotional blocks, and that leads them into understanding where they've also carried that through into sexuality, into physical, and sometimes into illness.
Well, you know, it's so important, Bella. Like, I know how many women, I was sharing this in the last interview as well, that, like, think about the amount of women that were kind of forced into that, their masculine energy because they were in corporate, right? It's almost as if women have been asked to take, put their femininity aside so that they can become successful. And it makes me, like, so sad to even consider, because quite honestly, that is who I was until I started having my own, you know, divine feminine awakening. And I realized that, you know, too unbalanced, you do start to get burned out, your intimate relationships shift and change, right? And I know so many women can relate to that. And, you know, your work is really about showing them how to bring that back into balance. And I think it's so beautiful. And I'm really excited to read your chapter. We were telling in the last interview, like, wow, all of us have been together now. This book has been in process for a year and a half. And, like, we all can't wait to read each other's chapters, which is so amazing. I love it. So then, Bella, why did you say yes? What is Women Gone Wild? What did that mean to you? Like, why did you go, oh, yes, I'm a woman that's completely gone wild?
It's time for the divine feminine to rise back up. And that's not at the expense of the masculine. It's not about overriding or vanquishing any masculine energy. It's really about exactly what you said, because the pendulum has swung a little bit all the way to, you know, we can do everything and we've learned to conquer and we've had to fight a lot. And that has caused us to really, really strengthen our alpha energies. But in order to stay healthy and balanced, if your energy, and everyone's energy has its own unique fingerprint, but if your energy is more naturally in a relaxed romantic state, tends to be more to the feminine, we have to give breath to that. We have to give life and we have to give space to that. Otherwise, a lot of feelings that will come up, feelings of resentment. I actually did a call with a client just the other day, and that was the thing, you know, she decided that she was going to let her husband, because they're having some challenges, that she was going to allow him to do things. The challenge was this: she didn't really let go because he was not, I said to her, he's not going to be good at any of this. You're going to be able to do it all better. And so the thing was, then she got really angry because they don't have the kind of intimacy anymore, because underneath the surface, she's angry and resentful.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't have a beautiful space where she can fully surrender. And that's something that I do teach clients. But in order to surrender, it does sometimes mean that you're handing over the reins to somebody who initially may not be quite as competent as what you are. And you kind of have to go, okay, so the dishes are going to have spots on them and, you know, things are not going to be quite so perfect. But then eventually everything evens out. The most important thing is that you're in alignment with your energy.
Wow. So, I mean, I get that. Like, that's truly a woman that has gone wild. Like, they're recognizing where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are, but they're willing to make shifts and make change. And I truly believe that as well. Like, these women, you know, that we're interviewing, including yourself, like, they've gone through so much and now we're here to share our wisdom. But it's like, wow, Women Gone Wild means so much to so different to so many of us, right? And I just really love that perspective. So, Bella, why don't you share then, what would you say then to your little Bella self if she knew what you know now, because I know in your chapter there's going to be a lot of you sharing the depth of what you've gone through as a young woman growing up, and you've gone through a lot of diversity and or a lot of adversity, and you've grown to who you are today, helping others. But what would you tell that young Bella back then? What you know now?
I think what I would want her to know is actually really simple. I would just want to whisper in her ear and tell her, please don't worry, it's all going to work out. Because for decades, I had a very traumatic, sexually abusive childhood, and that went into, of course, creating relationships in my life. It's a domino effect. Yeah. I didn't heal from that, and so I went on to create all kinds of epically disastrous relationships, and I take full responsibility for my participation in that. The thing is, I would want her to know it's all going to work out. It's going to be okay. It's going to take a moment. But ultimately, the thing is now, I wouldn't wish on anybody the things that I went through. At the same time, now I wouldn't change one thing about my experiences, because I really have come to a point, this did not happen overnight, but I've come to a point where I really feel that those experiences have deepened me, given me compassion. They definitely taught me humility. And when I work with other people, or if I see somebody else suffering in any way at all, whether they've done something to participate or it's just something that's happened, it really does break my heart. And I love the fact that I'm very tuned in to people and really compassionate and caring. And without those experiences, I might have just ended up being a big brat. Who knows?
They do say, right, our experiences is what creates us to who we are today. And I think that's where the wisdom comes from as well. Bella, I thank you so much for being here. Thank you for what you bring to the world and the medicine that you bring to help other women and men grow into their intimate self. I'm so excited to read your chapter and to be able to launch this book to the world with you, my love. Thank you for being here so much. All right, next, let's bring out our next author. And our next author is a very special, unique woman. Her name is Kathy Tate. She's also known as the Bald Warrior. She's the founder of the Bald Warrior Movement as well. Kathy is an author. She's also a speaker, podcaster, transformative coach, and a management accountant. As the founder of the Bald Warrior Movement, which spreads awareness of alopecia and fights body image social norms, she inspires women globally to start believing in themselves, take back their power, and live authentically by sharing her personal struggles of death, bullying, domestic violence, self-sabotage, and being a single mother. Kathy is one of the hosts of the podcast Bald and Blonde, Mindset Evolution, with another coach from Florida Keys, as debuted, has been a super big hit. I know you guys just hit a big radio show recently. They are now heard in 45 countries. Your first book, Kathy, The Bald Warrior, which is a journey from self-sabotage to self-love, is publishing this year. You also take advantage and you take stage as often as possible at schools and events to spread your message and love, to do guest appearances on your podcast as well. You've determined to be an impact to the world and help others take their power back from their social norms. Kathy, I absolutely love you. I love your mission. I love what you do. Thank you so much for being here on the show. How are you, lovely lady?
I'm mute. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. Hi, Rhonda. It is great to be back with you again. And just a quick huge shout out to you, because you were instrumental on putting me on this path. And I just love you for that so much.
My pleasure, lovely. I mean, goodness, we met how many years ago? Like over 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, it must be nearly four, actually.
It's over 4 years ago, right? Like, it's just so beautiful, and our families have really meshed and come together. And so, Kathy, why don't you share, though, because, you're one of the founding authors as well, founding members of this book, when here we were, sitting in Bali and making that decision to, bring out this book to the world. And, why did you say yes? What has Women Gone Wild to you? What does it mean?
Well, I'm a bit of a rule breaker, Rhonda. So going wild means doing things your own way. And, you know, for me, I followed social norms very carefully, very obediently for most of my life. And all it did was make me miserable. So I guess the chance to be in this collaboration along with these other amazing women who all have their own stories of fighting adversity and coming out on top was an opportunity to really show women out there what you can achieve for yourself and how happy you can be if you can live without fear. And that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, you know, it's such a big thing because I think so many women, especially now that we're exposing and bringing out this idea of, you know, bringing out our divine feminine and really speaking and using our voice, that fear has been something that we didn't even realize we had. Even powerful women, even like someone like myself, I realized like, wow, I'm not taking bigger stands. Like, I want to take a stand bigger for women. And I think this is where this book has really come from and why we've all said so yes. And it was like such a hard yes. Even this book's name has changed, right? Because we realize we have to take a bigger stand, share our voice in a much bigger way. And fear is something that does stop us. So Kathy, what is then inside of your chapter? I know you've gone through a lot of adversity within, especially, you know, with you having alopecia, what's happened to you in your life. You know, can you share with everyone what they can expect from you coming from the book?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, my chapter is really a message about being able to find your uniqueness and make it your biggest strength. Because for me, social norms kind of, you know, had me pinned to the ground for my whole adult life. I was taught that I had to conform, that I had to look like everybody else to be normal. But I had this inner self-belief that I was a freak because of the way I grew up being bullied and experimented on by doctors. And I never, ever felt normal at all. And it wasn't until my 40s that I really realized that normal is actually just BS. And the best thing we can do for ourselves is learn how to just embrace who we are, because there's just such a beautifulness about being your own individual, you know. And to the topic of femininity, that's really important for me too, because I had to reinvent my own version of femininity. Especially growing up without hair and then hiding it under a wig so I did look like I had hair, because that was what society told me was beautiful. And in the end, what I found is that if I am my most unique self and just follow what makes me truly happy, which was tattooing my head, by the way, I now create my own version of femininity that I think is beautiful, and I'm assured by many people out there that they agree. And there are millions and millions of women and men with alopecia who I really believe need to hear me say this. They need somebody to stand up for them because they are being pressured by social norms as we speak.
Yeah, you know, I love it. And it's like, you know, we all need that it's not even really a role model. It's like we need someone that we see that they've done it too. It's like, wow, I'm like that. And they're so like me. Like, and that's what I love about this uniqueness about the women that are here and the authors in this book, because we're taking a true stand for who we are and really taking a strong belief system that, you know, we can truly be unique in ourselves. So that leads me then probably to your mission, Kathy. It sounds like, you know, this guidance of you, and especially being a stand for women and young girls that have alopecia, it sounds to be your mission. Will you share us more deeply about that?
Yeah, my mission is really about smashing these social norms that society's told us about body image. And although I do stand for all alopecians, it's not limited to us. You know, so many, and almost all of us, I would even say, have got these body image issues because of what societal norm has taught us. And I want us to take our power back from that. I just want to inspire everybody to be their best version of themselves and forget what social society tells us that we need to look like, we need to sound like, we need to dress like, we need to behave like. let's just start being true to ourselves and forget all those norms. That's my big, big mission.
I love it.
And to be the person that stands up for those who can't yet, because I couldn't for a long time. And I know that if there had have been somebody like me when I was younger, it would have been much easier for me to do it.
Yeah, it's so big. And being your true authentic self is like, that's really what we're taking a big stand for. So, Kathy, why don't you share what you would say to your young self then? You know, what is that message you'd give to the young Kathy that was going through so much, you know, at that time and to where you are today? Because I know our wisdom comes from our experiences. However, what's that nugget, especially for the younger generation that could be in the same space that you were then?
Yeah, look, and I know that there's millions of them out there. You are not your hair. That is my big message to any younger alopecian, and it's the one that I wish that I had been told. You are not your hair. You're an individual. You're very, very unique, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Never let anybody make you feel like you're a freak or that you're abnormal. You are just your own type of beautiful. And I really, really want them all to hear that and know it in their hearts, because that's what I needed to hear when I was a little girl.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's true. Like if every young girl realized how beautiful they were in their space, how they've been brought into this world, then it would be a completely shift in our younger generation. So thank you for taking the stand for that, Kathy. I absolutely adore you. Thank you for going wild and being who you are. All right, so next, everyone. Yes, so next, everyone, I want to introduce Andy Shepperson-Lohr. Andy is the founder of The Story Launcher. She is not only just a author, but she's also a cowgirl. I know this woman personally. She's also, though, best known for her Tales of Humanity's Savage Past book. She writes of untold history, wisdom, and courage. And for over a decade, Andy has been helping others shape the world through crafting powerful books that become legacies. She has been featured in Forbes and Top Talent magazine. She is the number one best-selling author of Morningstar, a historical epic for young adults and young women. Her clients include myself, my daughter, Susan and Jacob Browder, Callie Katz, and several others. Andy Lohr has shared the stage with Isabel Donadero and so many other women that stand up on this platform that have gone wild. She's also done everything from writing and publishing books to mountaineering and backcountry guiding across the continental divide. When she isn't riding and skiing with family or friends, she spends time playing her guitar or training horses with her husband, Matt. Andy Lohr Shepperson, it's so great to have you, our favorite cowgirl. I love actually, Andy, every time like we'll get on a call or we do our meetings for the book, you know, because you're one of the founding members as well. Half the time you've been riding a horse and herding cattle. Like, this woman has done it all. How are you, lovely lady?
Thank you, Rhonda. It's a pleasure to be here. I thank all of you. And wow, what an order to follow.
My right? goodness,
to be surrounded by the caliber of women that are in this book, it humbles me to no end. And we've done a lot together. We've been in a lot of chats, but every time I'm just so taken by all of you, Kathy, Bella, and Kendra to follow, but I know all of you, and you too, Rhonda. What an honor. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The lineup is very strong. So let us just get into it then, Andy. What can we expect from your chapter? Like, what are you diving into? Because I know your depth of writing tends to also come from fiction, and you really open up the dream space for others to be part of. But where is this chapter taking you?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that. That's a great question. I wasn't expecting that. So yes, you know, story, it moves us. It shapes us. It has the power to change the world. And when we began this journey of doing Women Gone Wild, and we all came together and conglomerated on it, I had just finished really compiling my novel, Morningstar. And I thought, you know, it's a fiction tale. It's historical fiction, but it's based on truth historically. But these women that have shaped us as a society, what other stories out there that the world needs to hear, that the world is begging to hear? The world wants to listen. And So I got talking with Rhonda and Kathy Tate and some other ladies that are in the founding group, and about all of our stories. If we were all to come forward and share our stories, our personal stories, our triumphs, our struggles, what brought us to this point in our lives, what mountains that could move. So, and really, Rhonda, that's really the gist of it, is this the launch pad, is the beginning of many more, of many others.
Yeah, I love it. And you know, when we started off the book, and not everyone knows this, I haven't really said it yet in the other episodes, but the book was going to be called Designed to Lead. And we actually really were leaning into that as like feminine leadership and, you know, going that direction. However, you know, like recently we all just said, no, it needs to shift. It needs to be women gone wild, like our true feminine guide to our true feminine guide to fearless living. And we really shifted that because of how all of us were feeling in the transition of our life. And so, Andy, what did that really mean for you when we said, let's take this in? And what does women gone wild like really truly mean for you?
Women gone wild, I'm answering two questions here, really. That shift and making that change was terrifying at first. It was like, we can't do that. And then in that same, or the flip side of that coin was, we want to do that. That's exactly who we are. And that's what we stand for. So of course we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So in that same conversation, how it flips so quickly, like, yeah, this is exciting. That gives it the momentum that we have, that we're capable of. And being part of that, and Women Gone Wild, means to me that future generations will just have it that much easier, that much better than we've had in the past, than our mothers had, than our grandmothers had, because it's just carrying that forward and learning from those past stories and those past histories so that we can heal the common woman in all of us, that we all share that thread, that commonality.
Yeah, it's so beautiful too when you say that healing. Like, I've really been tapping into that so deeply, like how there's so much karmic energy and you know, there's so much past trauma that women and that we hold on to in our lineage, that in order for us to heal and to release, and for our daughters and for our, you know, our family bloodline to be free and to be sovereign, we need to heal it. And I love that we're taking the stand for that. So where then will your chapter lean into? Like, where are you diving into that chapter, and what can they expect from you?
I'm diving into my story and my coming out of my shell, my evolution as a storyteller, in rediscovering my femininity, but also my masculinity. And you know, that was repressed for so long, because so much of I was so pushing the feminine side of me to get so much done, you know, just dreaming and creating and nurturing, but I had to tap into that masculine side as well. And really encouraging other leaders, other entrepreneurs, other women to come out and share their experience and their life, their journey, their story.
Yeah.
Somebody out there needs to hear it. Someone's waiting for it.
Yeah, someone's waiting for it. And that's the beauty of all of us hold such a different space and archetype, and our lessons are our true medicine that's going to come through. So Andy, what then would you say if you were to tell your younger self, right? Like, when your dad told you you're not that one that's equipped to write this book and all that, you know, stuff that was coming through, you know, where would you tell your younger self to get to where you are today?
And you're right, Rhonda. I did say that. My dad told me I wasn't yet the author to write that book. So I became that author to write the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. So what I would tell my younger self would be to be careful who you share your dreams with. Be careful who you tell your deepest desires to, because you never know, you know, some people are there to support you and some people close to you may not be. So just be careful, treasure those and keep those dreams sacred.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It really is, because Wayne Dyer said this as well. You know, he said, you know, when you're in development or creation, sometimes people just won't get it. So keep those dreams secret and sacred, at least, and then develop it and then showcase it. Because what so many people, what happens to them when they do tell it, someone tells them no, and then you stop. right? And that's where we see so many people lose a lot of their flame and their fire because they just shared an excitement and someone that didn't even understand or was triggered by it said, don't do it, you can't do it. And then they didn't. And then they're wondering why for the rest of their life they didn't take that action. So I think that's really beautiful advice and it's got a lot of wisdom behind it. Doesn't mean, you know, don't showcase your dreams. It means just keep them sacred and make them happen and then showcase it so that the others will see it and then you'll get that support. And I think it's really beautiful. Andi, thank you so much for what you represent, who you are, that cowgirl in you, that feminine energy that just brings so much life into your words of your books and into the life of others and into your beautiful family. I'm so excited to read your chapter and to be part of this book with you.
Thank you, Rhonda. You as well.
All right, let's bring out our next author. I'm so excited for this woman because she just comes with zest and power. I love Kendra Davies. This woman is the founder of Stellar Life Coaching. And as a valedictorian of her graduating class at Rollins College, she's a positive psychology practitioner and a life coach. Kendra has become an accomplished speaker with more than 15 years of experience in training and development with organizations like Deloitte, Siemens, and Lockheed & Martin. Kendra is using the power of science of possibility of positive psychology to transform the way we live, love, and do business. She's helped thousands of clients identify, define, and cultivate their own happiness and change their lives from the inside out. From international retreats and workshops to online courses, Kendra is swiftly becoming one of the leading life and leadership coaches in the United States. Kendra, what's happening, girl?
Hello, hello.
So
thank
good
you for
see
having
you.
Me. I'm so excited to be with you again.
Oh, yes.
These women are so powerful. Thank you.
I know, girl. I love it so much. I love your just down to earth, you know, who you are, Kendra. It brings so much life and zest into this unit. And I love when you came on and said yes, I was like, oh, I love this woman. But why did you say yes? Like, what was this Woman Gone Wild theme for you that said, heck yeah, I need to be part of this?
You know, I think that, on this journey of becoming an evolution of self, I feel like Women Gone Wild represents, like you've used the word wisdom a lot to describe what we're giving. And mm-hmm. I feel like when I think of these women in particular and this book, what it is ultimately about is saying, I had this experience, I overcame, I rose above, and I'm better on the other side, and giving that gift to other women and inspiring them to be brave and in fact tap into that fearlessness and that feminine energy to really build the lives that they want. And so when you were like, hey, do you want to be part of a bunch of badass women? We're going to change the world. Of course, my answer is yes. I mean, where do I sign up?
Sign me up, right? That's what she said. She's so great. You know, and I love your story, Kendra, because you've gone through so much and really overcome it for your own good, for your families, and just truly stepped into your truest self. So what is that chapter going to share and inspire those women that are going to be reading it?
So my chapter is about radical responsibility and fierce self-love. And I share the story, share my story of recovery from both drugs and alcohol and an eating disorder. And essentially, I lived the first half of my life trying to be anyone other than me and feel anything other than what I was feeling. And I did it with drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, my phone, work, perfectionism. I literally tried everything to be anyone else. And what I learned from all of that is that I'm a human being, a whole person, everywhere I go. And my capacity to access power, wealth, joy, love is directly correlated to my ability to be responsible for my thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to meet my trauma, my limitations, both real and perceived, with fierce self-love and tons, metric tons of grace. And this chapter just kind of tells that story about, you know, my self-help train from A to Z, what I did, what I tried, you know, and how it all at the end really came down to can I be responsible for the way that I show up in the world? And can I love myself at any given moment exactly how I am? When I'm knee deep in deadlines and stress and fear, when I'm insecure, when I am brave and powerful, can I own and really embody all of them and accept them and love them exactly as they are?
Sister, you are like really, truly singing the world deserves and needs your medicine. So would you say that that's also part of your truer mission, or is there something more that's part of your bigger mission and your why for doing the work that you do?
So I think in my heart of hearts, I want to empower women to just drop the armor. You know, we have piled it on. If it's generational, if it's just this lifetime, who knows? It doesn't even matter. Like we're carrying the armor from trying to protect ourselves, avoid discomfort, numb out essentially. And I want to empower women to drop that armor, to embrace their full selves, to be fully embodied, to be vulnerable, to be brave, and in fact, fearless. And, you know, again, from retreats or workshops or coaching, any way that I can get that message out and support women as they walk this journey and do this work, that's how I show up in the world.
And I feel you, girl. I can feel all that energy come through. And then you know, when you feel that, that's like your truest authentic self coming through. And I know the work that you're doing is changing so many lives. So what would you give that young Kendra, that what would be that advice? Like, what you now know, what would you tell her, right? Would you change something? Would you do things differently?
You know, I really identify with Bella. My childhood was very, very traumatic as well. And I feel like while I wouldn't wish it on anybody, I also have come to a point where with time and a willingness to do the work, every single thing that I have been through has been a way to be of service to another person and to really show up differently in the world, to be a better mother, a better partner, to even be able to hold space for other survivors of sexual trauma. Every single thing that I've gone through has been useful in being in of service to other people. So I wouldn't change anything at this point. The advice that I would give my younger self is actually to listen and trust your gut. You know, when I look back today, there were moments where I knew in my gut, I could feel it on the inside. Don't go, say no, walk away. I had the instinct and I didn't listen and I didn't trust myself. And, you know, often as a result of trauma, we abandon ourselves and we abandon that natural instinct within us. And I would tell her to trust it. She was right the whole time.
Wow. So big, Kendra. Thank you so much for who you are, what you represent, the energy that you bring, the medicine that you share. I cannot wait to read your chapter. I cannot wait to see you and give you a big old hug when we have our first event. And I'm so excited for those that are watching and they're reading to continue to follow you and your life's work because you are making such a difference. Thank you so much, Kendra. And thank you to these four incredible women and these authors of the book, Women Gone Wild. You know, like, These last couple episodes have really tapped into this, you know, these women that have found themselves in spaces that they may have not liked, or they wanted to change, or they wanted a new, they had a bigger mission on this planet. And these women here are truly here to show you that you can have it all. You can make it through times right now that may not feel so good. You can create something magical with your way, your unique self, your message, and that story that's been told to you time and time again, or that pressure from society isn't yours. It's time to heal. It's time for our women, our sisterhood, our femininity to rise and to grow the consciousness of this planet and balance out the feminine and the masculine energy. I wouldn't say I'm a feminist, but you know what? I stand for that beautiful blossoming of feminine energy that nurtures so much. So if you resonate with this, if you're feeling it, put down below, if you're watching this or you're listening or you're reading the book, Hashtag women gone wild. Let us know you're part of this sisterhood and part of this movement, because we cannot wait to share with you more and for you to read this book. The book does come out at the very end of August. Make sure you're part of the pre-launch and part of the launch. And we will have a summit at the end of September with the authors, a number of different celebrity women that have also gone wild. And we are so excited to continue on this journey with you. If you're a woman gone wild, share it, be proud, and stand in your feminine and your divine feminine energy, because you deserve to go wild. Well, everyone, thanks again for this Women Gone Wild episode series, interview series. We cannot wait to see you next week with the next group of authors. Have a good one, everyone, and be unstoppable. We'll see you at the next episode.